Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 17, verses 11 through 26, and the Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 17th chapter. Holy Father, keep them in your name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am going to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
When Jesus says to go to the Father, it means first that Christ offers himself to the Father as a propitiatory sacrifice for our sins, and second, that he ascends to his Father, who has now become our Father also through that propitiatory sacrifice. And of course, between these goings is Christ's first return, his resurrection. Christ's prayer in today's reading was answered by his own death and resurrection. That really makes it a fascinating prelude to his deep, agonizing prayers in the garden that will culminate with, "Thy will be done, Father." He desired deeply that his friends, his Father's own, would be saved and brought back to the Father. And yet he asked in the garden that if it were possible, he would not be required to drink the cup. And of course, that was not possible. The scriptures must be fulfilled. As Christ said so frequently, it is necessary. Es muss sein. Without it, nothing of this prayer would or could be answered. And this is what it must mean whenever we call this his high priestly prayer. This is the prayer of that priest who willingly prepares a sacrifice, and as the book of Hebrews so poignantly states it, the sacrifice of himself. On the other side of that sacrifice, though, fully accomplished, the unity for which Christ prays in today's scripture was enjoined forever. That is why he has to say to Mary in the garden, "Not now. I must go on. I must ascend to my Father and your Father." By his death, we were kept in his name. By his death, we were bound to him and to his Father. And by his death and by the fruits of his death given in his testament, we are joined again and again, constantly to the Lamb, and therefore to one another also. It was his joy to fulfill this, the Father's loving will, which now he wishes to be the joy also in his disciples. The will of the Father and the joy of Jesus Christ can never be unbound from his cross. That means that we must embrace his cross. We mean both that we must embrace his propitiatory sacrifice in faith, but we also mean that we must take up our own crosses daily and follow him. Now, our sacrifices are not propitiatory, but nevertheless, it's his will that they would bind us closer to him. When we suffer this world's hatred or their pressures, we should never understand our suffering apart from Jesus Christ. We are hated for embracing his word, hated by a world that hated him first, because they could see that his kingdom was never going to be of this world. Well, we, his subjects, do not belong to this world either, and that's evident to everyone. You see, then, how our crosses, too, are necessary. Es muss sein. But since his necessary death and resurrection are not impositions or fate, but are the good and gracious will of God, and are the Father's deep love at work, we are confident that even such crosses as we bear will bind us all the more to him. We pray, Our Father, with the crucified one at his invitation. So will that shared Father that we now have by his blood not also answer his Son's petition, which he's even given into our mouths too? Deliver them from the evil one, he prays. Here then we come to the center of the prayer. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. The prophetic word testifies to Christ's necessary work before it was finished. And the apostolic word testifies to Christ's necessary work after it was finished. And on that night, Christ prayed also for you. You who would hear his sanctifying word after he went both to his Father in crucifixion and to his Father in ascension. You, dear Christians, you are those who believe in Christ through their apostolic word. It is necessary also, he declares, that you be his own. See that Jesus says that the Father has loved me from the foundation of the world. This is the Lamb who is, as it were, slain before the foundation of the world. And for this reason, the apostolic word insists that you were chosen in him from before the foundation of the world. And from this beautiful truth of our salvation comes also then the Spirit's sanctification, which unites us in the love which the Father has for his Son and for this world in that Son. The necessary atoning sacrifice of the cross is the gracious love of God toward us. Those who behold and trust that love bear it toward others. Our churches teach that that is necessary too. Es muss sein. Now true, as our crosses are not our propitiation, so also our love does not affect our salvation. It is rather that those who are bound to Christ, bound increasingly to him and his cross, bearing their own crosses for the sake of his truth,
are bound also to bring forth sacrifices of mercy and love also, like the Lord to whom they have been joined. This is how our Lord Jesus Christ consecrated himself, priest and sacrifice, on the night when he was betrayed. It does not seem necessary that he should bring into this a mention of his disciples at such an important moment, and when they didn't seem to understand any of it. It seems even less necessary that we who believe in him through their word should have any mention. But behold, how complete is the unity of Christ to those that his Father has given him. And what confidence, dear friends, this should inspire in us here in this world between his ascension going to the Father and his second return. His head, bowed in death, has nodded an answer. Yes and amen. Yes and amen to his own high priestly prayers here, but therefore also, yes and amen to all of our questions too, whether about our sufferings or about that joyful hope that we might be saved. Muss es sein? Es muss sein. For this is the will of the Father, that Christ should lose nothing of all that the Father gave him, but raise up on the last day everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him, so that we also go to his Father. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.